Now, starting again, the Mishnah Yedayin Amud Aleph. We're writing the Megillah, and again, as I read the Pesukim yesterday, the Pesuk starts and says the Kohen should make the woman swear that if you didn't do anything wrong, hinaki. And then it says again, the Kohen makes, and if you did something wrong, and you were metame yourself under your husband, the Torah does not say consequences. Then it says that he makes him swear again, b'shvuas ha'alah. And it says, this is what happens. This is what happened, all these things. At the end it says, now we write the Megillah Saita. We're supposed to write what the Torah said about Saita. Where do we start? Where do we finish? What do we leave out? There's going to be three opinions in this Gemara. I'm starting again, the Mishnah 17a on the top. Where does he start? He does not start with the words Ishbiya Kayanas Isha, because that's not what he's telling her. That's the tyrant telling him what to do. We're trying to write what he tells her. Period. Then he skips. Because again, that's telling him what to do. The Kaisa, what the Kain tells her, Yitna Shabbat Chalal Lashua, should be a curse and an oath. These cursed waters will come in your stomach. Lots of space button to swell up your stomach, Vilampo Yarech, and to make your thighs swell apart. But in the Kaisa, Amishi, Amen, it doesn't write her acceptance. He writes everything he tells her. Included in that is what Chazal called Klolas Habos Machmas Brachas. The beginning is what good for her. It's saying, if you didn't do anything wrong, you'll be fine. That infers that if you did do something wrong, you're not going to be fine. That's also written. Even though that's not a negative, that's still part of what he has to write in the Megillah. That's what this Mandi Amar holds. Rashi. The first pasuk is not saying a negative. It's inferring a negative. The mashmaim sata slahinaki. That if you did something wrong, you will not be absolved. That's exactly the way it is in the parsha. It's in the middle, telling the kohen what to say. But in the Kaisway, that he doesn't write. The Einel Tzava, that's a command, Shemitzava HaKoyen Lashbiya. The Gamba Saif, at the end of the Boa, Mayim Amarim Amayach, Latsis Batum Le'ayim Yom Piyorech, in the Kaisway, Saif HaMikro, which is Omer Isha, that the woman accepts it, Einu Kabbalah, Isha to Kabbalah Shua. The Ein Zuminala. So the Tanakam is very clear. You write everything that the Kayan tells her. End of story. Don't write what the Torah tells the Kohen to do. Write what the Kohen says. The good, the bad. The good first, the bad, and the bad. And don't write that she said, okay. That's not part of what the Torah is telling her. That's part of what she's supposed to answer. That's not written down. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaisi, I remember, Bahaya Mavstik. Rabbi Yaisi says, he agrees that your first command is not there. But once you start, You write all the way to after Amen Amen. Meaning you don't skip the middle command and her acceptance. You don't write the first command. It says Ishbiya Kainas Isha. That you don't write. You start Imlay Satis. But then from then on, you write straight. Don't skip the middle command and don't skip her, don't not write her acceptance. That is written. Zakrashi Loya Mamsik. Vishihishu Imlay Shakhav Ishaisak. At Amen Amen, she kaisu tzavo. He wrote the command of the Rishbiya Kainas Isha. The Kabbalah of Amri Isha Amen Amen. He writes the acceptance of Amri Isha Amen Amen. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Atzmayin Kaisuv, meaning he should be careful only to write Eliyitin Hashem Lala Lashua. He does not write the bracha at the beginning. He doesn't write that. He's only writing what's going to happen to her. He skips the first command, he skips the bracha, and he goes straight to the second part. After the second command, he writes what it says there. Yitin Hashem Azchala L'Shua, Uba Amayim Arba'ayach, V'ein Nekaisav Amisha Amin Amin. So Yehuda's version is the shortest version. He leaves out the command, not only leaves out the commands and the acceptance, but leaves out the first part, which is telling her that if she didn't do anything wrong, she'll be innocent, which infers that she'll be punished if she did something wrong. That's left out also. All that's written is after what's written, this after the second command. Hashem should give you to curse. So that's what we had earlier, that Rabbi Yehuda has less writing, he has less water. This is the less writing. His Megillah is smaller. He doesn't write the beginning, doesn't write any command, he writes the shortest. Tanakama writes the first part also, doesn't write any commands. Rabbi Yaisi said he starts with the first part and then writes the commands as well. So we have three opinions exactly what is written in the Megillah. Rashi. Kol Atzmai, the Rashi Lishna Ba'alma, it's an expression. Hu Yizr Ba'atzmai, he should be careful. Kol Atzmai means be careful. So he is of Olaf Levadai. The first pasuk, which says if you were okay, you'll be absolved, he didn't write that either. The coach came to be a kayan, and for sure he didn't write the commands. He doesn't even write the end of the pasuk, which says the woman has to say amen, amen. That's not part of what he writes. So we have three different opinions of what he writes, yes.
Is this opinion in the water because of this? Or consequential?
I saw it as, if I remember correctly, I saw it as a machlokes. Meaning, the Mishnah used the word Shem Shemayik, Akhlamayik, is that just mnemonics? Or is that a reason? I think, if I remember correctly, I think I saw it as a machlokes. Dr. Gemara writes, the Maikam Iflegi, what is the basis of this machlokes? Dr. Gemara Bahaikam Iflegi, Krokam Iflegi. They're writing how to darshan a pasuk. The pasuk says, the custom is Ola Sa'ela HaKayim B'Sefer. The Kayim should write these Olois on a scroll. What? Olois is curses. The Ela means these. The Sefer, HaKayim, the Kayim should write it. The Sefer in a scroll. The Meir Saver, we're going to dash in these words. Olois, Olois Mamash. Olois is the second part. Yitain Hashem, Oysach, right? Hashem will give you Ba'am, Ha'imam, Arim. That part is the Alois. Then you have Ha'alois. Could have said the custom is Alois. Ha'ela. What's Ha'alois? What's the extra hay? The Rabbis Klolos Ha'boas Machmas Brachas. That's they write something more. Now notice this hay is being used as an addition, not as a subtraction. Sometimes hay is used to add, sometimes hay is used to be mamayit, to limit. This hay, according to a mayor, is being used to expand. Not only write alois, but the hay says write something else besides for alois. The next step in writing something else is to write the blessing that infers a klala. So that's included in the extra hay. Then it says, Ela is a limit. Lemute klala should be Mishnah Taira. If it wouldn't say Ela, I would say the Taira wants you to write Parshas Kisavai, where it says all the curses that happen to people that don't behave. That's what I would think it means. Write the Olais. The Olais are in Parshas Kisavai. So it says, no, Ela. These in Parshas Taita. Don't write Parshas Kisavai. Ha, Olais.
Why would you think you write Parshas?
Because that's what.
What's
that? What's that? The Torah writes, write curses. Now, we are in the Torah. Is there a
part?
No. Didn't say write these curses. Exactly! Thank you! That's why you need Ayla. You're right. You're 100% right.
The curses that are in Devorah, it's a. Wild animals are going to come that's not going to be happy to her.
Yeah, it didn't
I would have said that. I would have said that.
Maybe that's what it says, right? The curses.
Yes,
by the way, the curses are being erased in the water. And she's drinking them. So it's not like you logically can decide what the Torah wants you to write. The Torah writes custom as always, write the curses. Now, it says Ela. That limits it. No, I don't want those curses. I want the ones in this parsha. Ha'ela, What's the extra hey by Ela? Lemute tzvahs v'kabbalas. To say don't write the commands. And the kabbalas amen and the acceptance of amen. Now notice, the Gemara is going to notice this, that we're using one hey as a riboy and one hey as a miyat. The first hey of ha'alois expanded, and the second hey of ha'ela is limiting. Same hey, same two different words, two different hays, and they'll be used in two different directions. But that's what Rameir is doing. So alois would have told you curses. All curses in the Torah, including Tisavai, and the Achmed have asked what happened to Bukhaisai, but I don't know an answer for that. And the hey, the Ela comes and says, no, only Parshas Nasai, only in this Parsha. Hey, of Ha'alois adds the brachas that are insinuate clawless, and the hey of Ha'alois says, I'm sorry, Ha'ela says, don't write the command. This is how Rameir darshens the pasuk. You know, drushes are drushes. This is how he drushes the puzzle, yes?
No, I finished what you were saying.
Pretty much finished. I'm on the rush, yes.
Yeah, no, I was wondering about why specifically Deuteronomy. It was the Ramban who said that the curses in Tisavo are second base.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with this. It's not going to make a difference. Because this is a litany. This happened in the first base, I make this happen in the second base, I make this.
It's not here, but I'm...
I have no idea.
Mystified as to why specifically
Zoram. I said, I quite pointed out, but I don't remember what they said. I don't know. They do say, if they did say, I don't remember what it was. The Krachi Alas Mamashit Nashem Aisach Abaham Haimar Mele B'mayach Kolos Amaros Hinaki Mimei Amarim. That's the inference of Klalus. When it says, if you didn't do anything wrong, you'll be absolved. Elam Yudu, Mishneh Torah, because to Krav, because of this, all is Basefer, have a mashma, all is Mishneh Torah. Yak HaShem B'Shachefes, now Rashi points out the ones that do apply to an individual. Shem will punish you with this illness called Shachefes. The Allah, these are called Allahs. The Chsim Ha'im B'Shom is Divrei Ha'Allah Zayis. The Torah calls it Allah, it doesn't call B'Chu Kaisai Allah. Calls Tisavay Allah. Tavois, Vishbay Akhaitis Arash, he should loitamily Yidalik, shouldn't think you shouldn't skip that second command. We have to exclude it. Kabbalah's Amen, Vakamaparach, the Gemara will ask, Maishna Hai Hei the Marmabay, Maishna Hai Hei the Mamayatbay. Why is the first Hei inclusive and the second Hei exclusive?
So, Rabbi. You may have explained this. I just don't get it. Even though this particular part of the Torah ascribes a curse to her specific actions, just because we have to expand and, according to Rabbi Meir, we have to expand and find other curses. The idea is curses that the Torah makes explicitly related to other actions should be written here. Even though we already have a pasuk that relates the curse to her actions.
Again, if the Torah would only write the word the kasev es alois,
I know.
Write curse.
Yeah.
I would look around the Torah and see what does the Torah call alois? Where does the Torah use the word alois? And I would find it in two places. Here, and in Tisavai, where the Torah says, write alois. These are alois. When you listen to the alois. So if the Torah would not limit it without any expansion, just the word alois, I would say the Torah wants you to write down all curses of the Torah, write it on the scroll, and erase the scroll. I would not say that the Torah is limiting it to certain alois. Because I have alois. Curses.
I hear. It's just not making, why don't we say then he should write the same relevant pasuk twice to make double the curses, but at least it's relevant to her because the other alas in the Torah related to other specific actions.
I think you're understanding Rameir that he would have a pasuk to add to this parsha. That's not what Rameir is saying. The mayor is saying, the words of us all life. without any limitation would automatically mean write everything the Torah calls Allah. Not because we have an extra pasuk in hand.
No, I understand. I understand the explanation. It just doesn't make. I just would think that Rabbi Meir would would find something else to explain it because his explanation just.
Well,
I don't want to say
it
doesn't.
Wrote Ayla. The Torah wrote Ayla. Yeah. No, only these.
Okay.
Dr. Gemara Vayter. Let's catch up Rashi. I just did Rashi. Dr. Gemara Vayter. For Rabbi Isi, Kulu Kedega Amrit. I agree with you 100%. S. Lurabas Suazu Kabolas. Because of S. Ha'olah Ze'ela. Could it be because of Ha'olah Ze'ela? S is an inclusive word, and that says add more. So I include the command and the acceptance, which Remeir excluded from the hay of Ha'ela. Rabbi Yossi includes from the S. Rashi, Kulu Ribuyik is a comrade. I agree with you. Alois is Alois Mamish. Alois means the curses. Ha'alois is Aklolus Machmas Brachas. Vas Machmas Brachas. That's the inference. Ela, Lemute Sheba Mishnah Taira, Vishaba Taira's Kahanim. Notice Rashi threw in Bechukai Sayer. Havahei Da'ela, Lysidrish Lemute Tzuasa Kabolas. Don't dash in that second hay. The us a s verimindu. S comes and says no. Do write something else. What does Rabbi Yaisi do with the hay? So Rabbi Yaisi behei the hay la orchihu. Sometimes the Torah throws in the letter because that's how the Torah speaks, and there's no extra exclusion from the hay. Whereas your mayor feels the hay is exclusive, and it's mamayit something. Rabbi Yaisi says I can't agree with you because S came and included it. So therefore, I must say that this hay is not meant for a drasha. And I will say again, like I've said many times, when it comes to drushas, I really don't know why one Tana goes one way and why one Tana goes the other way. Let's move on. Rabbi Yehuda, Kula b'miyuta darshlu. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the whole approach to the pasuk. Alois, alois mamish. Ha alois. He doesn't learn that second hay is to include. He learns just lemute alas abos machmas klolas, kolas abos machmas brachas. He says, no, I disagree with how you learned the word hay of ha'alois. I think ha'alois means to exclude, not to include. He disagrees with Remeir and Rabbi Yaisi. Ela, lemute klolas shib mishna taira. Ha'ela, lemute tzuasa kabolas. The beauty says all these are exclusions. There's no inclusion. The cousin is alois, period. Don't add. No klolos habos nachos rachos. No commands. Nothing. Write alois ela. These alois. No extras. Nothing is inclusive. Rabbi Yehuda had, Rabbi Meir had one inclusive, the hay, the first hay. Rabbi Yaisi had two inclusives, the hay and the s. Rabbi Yehuda says no inclusives. Finish. Just write the holois, no commands, no klolos habos machos melchus, no acceptance, nothing. The shortest version of it all.
Now, you know, I'm going to more there that the Shiloh who wrote it, Moshe was a difter.
Moshe wrote this.
I'm trying to bring it up to the class. By Moshe, is there a Shiloh who wrote those last psukim?
Eight psukim,
right? Mm-hmm. Now, that is because how could Moshe write it? He wasn't around, right?
I'm trying to figure out what you're driving at. What is he going to do with this?
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. He's saying, so why would mean, what's he got to do with, and you tell the Kohen to do this. That isn't part of the You tell her what the curse is going to be. Tell the Kohen to say that's not part of the program. That's not part of the program. It's not part. We're just telling her where the curses are, right? You tell the Kohen to tell. Why would you write that in?
Because the Torah said to.
No, so I want to see.
Because the Torah said to. That's why.
It's only because of the S in the Marbe.
Well, that's what the Torah is saying, exactly. That's how drushes work. The Torah is telling you what to do. I'm trying to figure out where you're going.
It's only because of that, I wouldn't have, without that, I wouldn't have said it.
Of course not. If the Torah wouldn't have write the curses, I wouldn't have written anything. And whatever the Torah tells me to write, that's what you write.
I'm glad
he does. I don't.
I'll explain it to the class later.
Everything the Torah says without it, I wouldn't know. If the Torah wouldn't say, there's keep Shabbos, I wouldn't keep Shabbos. If the Torah wouldn't say, don't eat treif, I would eat treif. Everything I say is from the Torah, and I learn out things from extra letters and extra words. That's how the Torah is darshaned, right? We learn things from extra letters that tell us what to do. Logically, I wouldn't do these things. Tariff is not logical. Shabbos is not logical. If the Torah wouldn't tell me what to write in the Tefillin, how do I know what to write in the Tefillin? Because the Torah wrote the word Taitafais, Tatpas, four Parshias. So Chazal tell us, Halach L'maish V'tzidai, which four Parshias? If the Torah wouldn't have written that, I wouldn't have known. Everything that I have is because the Torah wrote it.
How about after Moshe was Niftu? How's that drasha work out?
In the last eight Sukkim? I don't know. I have no drushas from those eight Sukkim. I don't know. By the way, this is very clear. Every word in the Torah, every letter in the Torah, was dictated to Moshe. Moshe didn't write anything. Hashem said, write Bereshit. Beit, Reish, Aleph, Shin, Yud, Sof. How to spell it? Then write Bara. Beit, Reish, Aleph. And Moshe followed dictation. These are the words of Kutsu Brichu. And those last eight sukkim that Yeshua wrote were written the same way, dictated by the Rabbeinu Shlom to Yeshua. Chamisha Chumshei Torah was not written by anybody, just by dictation by the Rabbeinu Shlom, including Dvarim. It says, Eila Dvarim Asher Dibur Moshe. It's not Moshe decided to make it Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Hashem said, write Eila HaDvarim Asher Dibur.
It's a different level of different than where he got the...
No, it's entire. Everything in Torah was dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe. Every letter in Torah. Now, it could be Moshe said those things before Hashem put it in the Torah. Moshe said it on his own, but then Hashem put those things in the Torah. Moshe might have also said good morning, and it's not in the Torah. And Moshe might have also said, please get me a drink. And that's also not in the Torah. What makes the Torah is that the Rabbeinu Shlom put no other Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Kach Mikalim Rabbi Sa, you know me, when I hear something from my Rebbe, it's not questionable. Is that it was dictated letter by letter from the Rabbeinu Shlom. The last eight Sukkim might not have been dictated by the Rabbeinu Shlom to Moshe, might have been dictated to Yeshua. But it's not part of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Because Yeshua decided, let me put a finishing to the Torah. No, it's not the way it works. Nobody decided anything. The Rabbeinu Shlom decided that these eight psukim belong in the Torah.
Who wrote the last eight psukim?
To Machloikas.
So if Moshe wrote it, then how do we know? He didn't teach it. He didn't understand the last eight psukim.
I don't know what he didn't understand. Well, it depends how you learn it. Pashat Chapter Gemara, he wrote it while he was crying.
But did he understand it? What he
Don't you understand the words Ayam Hashem Hashem? Why do you understand it? Why didn't he understand it?
I don't know. I picked up some of it.
Yeah, this is the problem. And again, I'm not going to argue with him. This happens all the time. You heard a Vart.
Yeah.
And because it is Vart, it becomes fact. The Gemara says the words, Maisha Kaisa Bedema. Why we're doing this now, I have no clue. Maisha Kaisa Bedema. The Gaon says that Dema means mixture. He wrote letters. He didn't know the words. That's the Gaon's chat. I don't argue with the Gra. But Rashi doesn't learn it that way. Hashem shot the Gemara, he wrote it with tears, and he knew every word he was writing.
Moshe had a chance, an opportunity to teach what those late eight psukim are all about.
I don't know if he taught it or he wrote it. I don't know. It says he wrote it. According to one on the other, he wrote it. Didn't say he taught it.
Without teaching it?
I don't know. I'll let you make that up. I don't know.
That's what I was saying.
I don't know. The Gaon says that he didn't write the words, he wrote the letters. That's what I'm saying. This is what happens when you hear a Vart, and that becomes... I'm not saying the Gra is wrong. Who am I to say, Chas v'Shalom, never uttered that word out of my mouth. But not everybody learns like the Gra. By the way, the Baal Shem Tov says the same thing. But that's besides the point. Yes. Not in the way it was given to the Torah, no. Except that Moshe said that before it was written. That's the difference. Moshe taught it to Klal Yisrael before it was written in the Torah. Then Hashem said, it goes into the Torah. Again, not in reality. Reality is where Rabbanim dictated the words. No, after he taught them.
Right. Okay, so Moshe's writing down is a different way that.
No, it's not any different. Rabbanim telling him how to spell the words. Rabbanim didn't put it in the Torah because Moshe wanted it there. Put it in the Torah because he wanted it there. Again, Kach Mikolani Rabbi Tzai. My Rebbe taught us that. Very clearly and distinctly. So Chamishachum Shitaira is Chamishachum Shitaira. Dictated letter by letter by the Bayrei Kol Olam. And that's what makes it Chamishachum Shitaira. Moshe saying good morning did not make it Chamishachum Shitaira. The Mashal, the Pasuk in Dvarim says, Achar Asu Yei Mechai Reb Derech Har Seir Ad Kadosh Baneya. Moshe didn't say that necessarily. The Pasuk is telling you that he said it over those 11 days, whatever it is, that there was 11 days of the thing. The Rebbeinu dictated that. Whereas no Navi is that way. No Navi is dictated by the Rebbeinu letter by letter. But it's not the discussion right now. It's for a different time, maybe. Maybe not. But that's not the point. What? Right, 100%. Yes, I really don't want to go too far off. Let's.
One is a statement in regards to what Mike said, the other is a complaint. First, in reference to Tvorim versus the other four books, I believe that when the Rav Shlomo set the entire Torah in one utterance prior to the more comprehensible rendition of the Aseres Dibros, that Devorim was part of that utterance, it was part of the Torah, and the nature of time in relationship to us, in relationship to the Torah and the Baal Shem, is different. It is, you know, the same word.
I'd love to get into this argument and talk about this, but I'll just keep quiet. Yes.
The other is, I would just like to say without being obsequious, but I think Rebbe Margaret does a more than adequate job of explaining the class what the class needs to know. And whereas questions are appropriate, disquisitions are not. And I think we...
Fine. Okay, let's move on. I don't want to get involved in the Chalim Shetari now. Let's move on. I just don't know where you got the thing that our country broker said the whole Tyre at Har Sinai in one shot. Could be. The Gemara says he said the Aseres HaDibros in one shot. Doesn't say, I don't remember ever saying that he said all Chamishachum Shetaira at that moment. Again, I'm not going to argue with you, but I don't remember. Yeah, but that's included, but that's not that he said the words, number one. Number two is that... I will say the following, and this is totally something I never do, or I try not to do. The Rimami Pano says, the Torah is Isis. If I understand it correctly, and I might not. The Torah was in letters. The words were formed later on. The Mashal had not been a Cheta Ego. But the Torah been missing parts? Torah was 2,000 years before Bria Salem. So how could they miss the Chet Ego, the Chet Meraglim. So the Rambam Pana says, Torah was letters. The combination of words was done at a later date. And therefore, that's how they make sense with that Gra, that the last eight Sukkim were given in letter form, not in word form. But the whole Torah was at one point letter form, not word form. And therefore, we'll leave it at that. And I'm not going to go further than that. I just want to leave it alone. What?
You avoided the term Seamus.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay. Form of Seamus,
right, exactly.
No, you didn't do nothing.
Dr. Gamar, my turn.
So
Yes. That's a very good point. Your mayor also is not dashing the S here. So, again, I don't know if this carries through Shas. I highly doubt it, but then again, I don't know. You know, sometimes Tyson does this and sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes he'll say, oh, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't dash an S, but in these places in Shas, he does dash an S, and here he doesn't dash an S. And sometimes Tyson gives an answer, and sometimes Tyson leaves the chair. He doesn't do that here. That's the Gemara Baitre. Frank the Gemara Meir, Maishna Hai Hai Demar Bebe, Maishna Hai Hai Demar Bebe. Why is one Hai inclusive and one Hai exclusive? That's the Gemara, I'll tell you why. One word is inclusive and one word is exclusive. Otherwise, it's telling you what to write. So Ha always is adding. Ail is telling you what not to write. So Ha is including less to write. Hey, the guy be ribui, ribui, who? Hey, the guy be miyute, miyuto. The trashy. Rabbi Yehuda kulu hay in the kram miyuta darish lehu. The guy be ribui, the alus, the kus of the koi of a kus, I'm telling you what to write. The guy be miyut, ailu the miyuta hu, ailu vaglay acheris. Frek to Gemara. For less than the remay, mechlal lava to shemei hain. Klolus abos machmas brachas. Goes with the assumption that I'm allowed to infer. That when the Torah says negative, I infer positive. Torah says positive, I infer negative. But Torah said, she'll be absolved. That means if she did Pazana, she is not going to be absolved. That's called Mechlal Lav Ata Shemaya Hein. It's using the rule that I'm allowed to infer from the Torah. But Meir holds that you don't say that. The Torah would speak on both sides, like we have to do by conditions, according to a mayor. Don't use the concept of the Torah says one way, you figure out the other way. Therefore, if the Torah said brachas, we don't say that infers that not you'll get klolus. We don't use inferences, according to a mayor. Frek the Gemara, Ralesta Ramey Mechalav Ata Shemei Ein. Zok the Gemara, Amar of Tanchim, he knocking siv. It spells be absolved, hinaki, without a yud. Hey and ches are interchangeable. So the word hinaki can be read hinaki. It says both the absolving and the Torah says the opposite. By spelling it without a yud, the Torah is telling me, read the word two ways. If you weren't mezada absolved, if you were mezada, hinaki. The Torah is saying it. By not writing the yud, the Torah is saying it. Subtraction is addition. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Valesla the Remei Mechal Lav Ata Shemei Hein. The Shemina Lei the Benin Tanai Kofu. Non, Remei Remei Kol Tanai Shein the Commandment of Reuven. Any condition that doesn't follow the rules of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, it's not. It's Bnei Yav Reuven Bnei Yav Reuven. Halei Kofi Mechal Lav Lai Shishmei Hein. But if you don't double it, we don't say an inference. Am Reb Tanchem, Hinak Yiksev. Belo Yod. It's written with Adayod. The Mishtama Hinoki and Bloy Shachav, you're absolved if you weren't Mizana, the Tidra Shachi, Tomatakas Ishesh Hinoki. But if you were Mizana, Hinoki. The word Hinoki has two readings, so the Torah wrote both. Yes, you look like you have a question, Rabbi Shachav. No, okay. Zokti Gemar Vaiter. Since we haven't had a Agadata for a week, so we're going back to a little piece of Agadata. Very widely quoted piece of Agadata. Dr. Gemara Baiter, Daresh Rebbe Kiva. Ishvi Isha Zachu Shechina B'neim. If a man and a woman are Zaycha, the Shechina rests among them. The Yud of man, yes, the woman has a hay, spells Ka. As they get along and they work in tandem, and they work doing the right thing, the Rebbeinu Shem rests his Shechina there. Loi Zachu, he removes his name, and you're left with the word Eish. Instead of Ish, and Eish instead of Isha. Eish achlasam, they're consumed with fire. So Trashi, Shechina ben Zachu lelechas b'derech shara. So Trashi say, hey, who nayef, v'lohi nayefes. He's not Mizana, and she's not Mizana. Shechina b'neim, sharachilik ishmai, Hashem split his name, v'shachna, v'shichne b'neim, and he put it in Ish and Isha, yud b'ish, v'heim Isha. Loi Zachu, Eish achlasam, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mesalik Shmai Mi Bineihem V'nimtza Eish Eish, and it ends up being fire. Zokti Gemara Vayter Amar Rava with the Isha Adifim
B'deish. This is the only thing, this matter whether they're
there,
outside of
that's what Rashi says.
For both men and women?
Is that what Rashi says?
Yeah.
Okay. I read the same Rashi as you did. You can learn all Pshatim again. I have nothing against it. Rashi says, if they're not engaged, it's thus. Now, I am sure that somebody out there says it means Hiror and Machshava and all kinds of different editions. I read the words of Rashi. I'll let everybody interpret it the way they want to, because I have nothing against that. Rashi says, if they're not Mizana, the Shechina is there. Now, I would imagine that if they don't keep Shabbos, the Shechina is not there as much as if they do keep Shabbos. You know, I guess part of that is also, but that's not what Rashi says. That's my imagination. Well, he said that? Right. Okay, that's different than Rashi. That's different than Rashi. I mean, I'm not going there, whatever. Whatever I had desired to say, I would just be clever with my answer and go on. So I think about my item. I'm a rabbi of the Isha Adifim B'deish. The fire of the woman consumes faster than the fire of the man. Hai mitzara v'hai le mitzara. Because the woman is spelt H with a hay. The man, you have to take the yud out to make the H. It's not there originally. So, Takrashi. Esha or Esha Kasha is more difficult. It's a stronger fire. The Memheris Lilachov Lipara Mishalish. It punishes quicker. The woman will suffer faster and more severe than the man. A woman's having extramarital or relationships will result in a worse punishment than if a man has extramarital relationships. That's what it's saying. Now, why? Rav is learning it from the word, because the woman has Aleph and Shin next to each other already, whereas the man, you have to combine them. It's not there. There's a bit in between. That's why Rav is darshaning it. Yes?
Observe the consequences of a woman cause more damage than what a man
does. Right. They still to the Gemara that we had before, that a woman's mizana undermines the house. We had a Gemara earlier. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, the man can be creating mamzerim too. It doesn't say who's mizana with.
Generally.
But he's not affecting this family. He's affecting somebody else's family.
What does mizana mean for a man?
Nayef usually refers to be with an Ashish, correct. Dr. Gemara Rashi, by the my time, I'm a Tsarev. Ashil Isha Nechel Hakmar. It's going to burn faster. Shein Isha Shein Mastik, El Machuber, who is already attached. H. Abashil Ish, Ein Isha Shalash with Tsarev's Yachad, Shayut Shoshkin and Mastekas. The yud has to be removed by a woman. It's right there. The hay is an addition afterwards. So the Mela, women are more prone to being consumed by it than men are. Dr. Gemara Vaita Amar Rava. Meima Amar Taira Hava Afer L'Saita. Sorry, I skipped. Yeah, I didn't. Meima Amar Taira Hava Afer L'Saita. Why did the Taira choose dirt that being brought for the Saita? Why is that part of the process? Zaksa there's a symbolism here that if she was innocent and she had to be dragged through the mud literally by doing the Saita project, she can be zaycha to a child like Avraham Avinu. There is a promise to her for suffering the Saita thing. You can get rewarded with a good child for the fact that you suffered if you were innocent. There's another symbolism that if a person is not, the woman is not Zayka, she's not innocent, she goes back to her, to the dirt. She goes back, she dies. Rashi? No, Rashi. Don't think of my right to it.
The question really could be asked, she is a tzaddikus, even though there's a point that she does not do it. But there people hear about these things?
It's a fair question. The way I understand it is that the Mizayin that this lady goes through, I mean, is beyond. She is taken from her city to Bezin. Bezin appoints Shimrim to go along with them. So she's the best of town there. Mrs. So-and-so is on her way to Yerushalayim because she's a Saita. The buzz in town, they travel, they get to Yerushalayim. I mean, she's not treated with the utmost respect when she gets there. They rip her clothing, uncover her hair, tire her out, tell her that she should admit, put a lot of pressure on her that she should admit.
But she's in the Parsha.
Again, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just pointing out what this lady is going through. So there's a, at the end of the day, if she is proven innocent, she gets a bracha. And the Gemara is saying she gets a bracha that she can have a child like Avraham Avinu.
Yeah, that, right. That's exactly what I'm saying. Let's say someone shot somebody. Someone shot somebody.
But he didn't shoot him at the end of the day.
Someone shot someone, we didn't have a correct
hasra.
So we're
going to
give him a son like
Avraham Avinu? No, she didn't shoot somebody. She wasn't Mazana. She didn't do it. Somebody's accused of shooting somebody.
But she had
zero. Yeah, I'm not saying she didn't bring it on herself. But the bottom line is, she got dragged through the mud. So, you can look at it two ways. I'm just saying I'm reading a Gemara. I'm not here to offer my own pshatim. I'm reading a Gemara, yes.
I would say that connecting
to Shammai
and that's what Hashem is doing.
Maybe. Maybe. It's not what it says, but maybe. It says she can be zeichet to a child like Avraham Avinu who says a neichi offer ve'efer. It's a pretty big bracha to be zeichet to a child like Avraham Avinu. In fact, they would even accept him at any school, like a Avraham Avinu, you know what I mean? He wouldn't have any trouble registering. That's true. I don't know. I hear your question. I'm not arguing the question. I'm just saying that's how I understood it. See, again, I'm going to repeat what I said, just to make sure that when I see a chazal like this, I don't understand it. So I try my best to understand it. But I'm limited by the fact chazal say it's true. So now I have to work within the confines that I know it's true. I don't have the option of saying it's not true. It is true. She's going to be saying that sound like Avraham Avinu. Now, why? Good question. Well, we'll have to figure out why. Either we can or we can't. But the fact remains, not questionable. I can't say, but it's not true. It is true. It's 100% true. It's just that we have to understand why. So maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's a better explanation. I don't know. My shut says, Avraham Avinu's father was Terach. I mean, so, no. That's going to be my turn. In fact, we will stop here for this week. We'll continue my Hashem on Monday morning we'll write this. Sunday morning is Chazar. The test is by Dr. Harris.